The Phoebe Nest by Ken Craft. One April morning, just below the inner ledge of a column, the slats of my porch broke out with the white measles of birdshit. I had heard of Mother Phoebe's raspy Phoebe, and, not wanting the mess of daily excrement on my mahogany or grass and mud crowning my column's crisply painted ledge, found two right-sized rocks near the road, perching them there to thwart the bird's instincts. As a child, I loved visiting my uncle's farm with its leaning barn of gray, splintering wood, how the sun rays slanted through side windows, cracked and dirty, showing motes of dust suspended in warm and fragrant air, how the wooden doors on rusted rollers remained open for swallows swooping in and out in liquid arcs to nests propped on the lips of lumber joists, how it listened to the fecundity of cheeping hatchlings' hunger, and even climbed the hayloft once to see their small and comic old man heads, their fine sprouts of down and closed eyes. Straws in beak, the mother Phoebe returns each morning to the inner ledge of my porch, fluttering around the disorder of my symmetrically placed rocks. For a week she sang from a nearby apple tree, maybe a song of confusion, maybe of sadness or indifference, before flying into the mouth of another spring day. I had no choice but to listen first to the apple tree's silence, then the maples, oaks, and pines, and the pond they ringed, followed by Lyman Hill looming behind, and finally the white mountains whose craggy caps scribed the western sky. Then I took each rock and threw its common sense into the woods.